For many years, I was bothered by a peculiar Rashi in this week's Parsha. When Yaakov goes in to get the brachos from his father, he says, Vayomer Yaakov Laviv Anochi Esav Bechorecha. Right? He lies to his father. And Rashi says, no, it means Anochi Amevilach Ve'esav Bechorecha. He wasn't lying, he was saying Anochi Esav Bechorecha. I am I, and Esav is Bechorecha. Or, Vayomer Atazeb Bni Esav, Vayomer Ani. Says he didn't say, I am Esav. He just says, I am me. So on a simple level, it seems a little strange. Like, Enochami, if Yaakov had said to his father, Anochi, Esav Bechorecha, then it wouldn't have worked, right? Yitzchak would have realized. Obviously, he said, Anochi Esav Bechorecha. So it's a little funny. Like, we all know Yaakov lied to his father. He said, Anochi Esav Bechorecha. We all know lack of light to his father, Atazeb Bni Esav, Vayomer Ani. So what's Rashi trying to say? No, we have like some excuse where if you darsh in the words, then, you know, it makes it okay. I mean, does this mean that you're allowed to lie to people as long as like you have some way of technically reinterpreting your words to make it okay? I mean, that doesn't sound like a good lesson to learn from this week's parsha, and it doesn't seem right. So it's what's Rashi trying to say here? That Yaakov didn't really lie to his father, if we all know he really did. And that's not a good excuse. Like, just because you have some weird shot in the words doesn't make it okay to lie to people. And then I thought that maybe what Rashi trying to say is like this. Obviously, Yaakov lied to his father. How could Yaakov lie to his father? Okay, so Yaakov, actually, it wasn't his decision at all. His mother, right? His posik was his mother. And Rivka decided that there's such a thing as dechuya. It's normally usher to lie to people. It's normally usher to trick them into giving you a bracha that they plan to give someone else. But in this case, because of what was at stake, and because of the background, and because of who Esav was, and who Yaakov was, and the repercussions these would have for all of human history, sometimes we're dochen iser for the sake of overriding concerns. The Migdor Milsa, Horasha. In Horasha, sometimes, just like Bezdin, Makiva, Onshin, Shalom, and Adin, they have to treat someone in a way that maybe Alpidin, you shouldn't treat them because it's super necessary historically. So nothing could be more necessary historically than this case. And therefore, he is Doche, the Isser of lying to his father. So what's Rashi trying to say? Yaakov was Doche, the Isser of lying to his father. He had a heter of Dechuya for lying to his father. And he could have said, okay, I'm lying to my father, I'm lying to his father. And he could have said, you know, Ani Esav. But he chose his words in such a way, Anochi Esav Bechorecha, that they could have some possible other interpretation of truth within them. Why? So instead of saying 100% lie, he would say a 99.99% lie. Because it had a small 1/10,000th remez of truth in that lie. What difference does it make? I think maybe what Rashi is trying to say is that Yaakov Avinu, he had a heter to lie. He could have just said, so I'm going to lie. But he was so committed to truth. He was so understood the importance of truth that even when he had to say a lie, but the less breira, you know, in a very unique circumstance, he tried to stick a little truth into that lie. Not that it made it okay, but just because it's important to remember that even though in this case it's okay to lie, it's not generally okay to lie. Truth is still a value. He still reminded himself of the value of truth even when he had to lie. And so he said, I'm going to say it in a way that's only 99.999% a lie. Symbolically reminding myself that truth is still a value in all circumstance. And I think that's really, you know, that's what Rashi's trying to say. That's pshat in Rashi. Not that it's not a lie. Not that you can do this in your everyday life and think it's okay and this makes it truthful. But that Yaakov stuck in a remnant of truth, even when he had to lie, to remember there's still a value of truth. And I think Rashi's trying to teach us with that two things. A, the Shevach of Yaakov Avinu, that he's trying to say, don't look at Yaakov Avinu as someone who is comfortable lying even when there was a heter lying. He was uncomfortable lying, and he still tried to put in as much remnant of truth as he could to remember that truth is an ultimate value, even though sometimes you have to compromise in unique circumstances. And I think number two, that I guess the lesson to all the descendants of Yaakov, that, you know, life is complicated. It's easy enough to say, I'm going to do everything, you know, it's still hard, but it's easier to say, I'm going to do everything right when you can do everything right. Sometimes you have to make compromises in life. You know, sometimes this happens all the time. You know, yeah, keep it of a aim. And sometimes the parents don't want the kid to be from, and the kid wants to be from, and he has to compromise his keep it of a aim a little. Because Lemigdor Milsa, Horasha, because he has to be from, and sometimes you have to compromise. Sometimes you have to compromise other values. Okay, in that case, it's easy to fall into a trap of, you know, imkvar, you know, just slap him in the face and forget kibud av ha'eim because there are more important values at stake here. And it's such, so it's very hard to balance and hold these conflicting tensions within yourself. I think Rashi's saying from Yaakov Avinu that even in difficult cases, even if sometimes, and especially cases like Yaakov, sometimes you have to compromise bein adam l'chaveiro for the sake of bein adam l'makom, for the sake of the future of frumkeit, for the sake of the Jewish community. Sometimes you have to compromise how you treat a certain person. It says, even though sometimes it's right to compromise, you always have to remember that ultimately we're supposed to treat people with truthfulness. Ultimately, we're supposed to treat people with respect. Ultimately, we're supposed to treat people with kindness. And even when there's a compromise, to try as much as you can not to let that compromise lead to forgetting the values on both sides of this issue, but to remember the values on both sides of this issue and balance them and remain a good person, a truthful person, a kind person, a respectful person, whatever it might be, even in cases where sometimes you have to compromise in the circumstances.